from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, prosecutors in New Jersey have taken over a Hunterdon County Police Department, and its chief and a sergeant were placed on leave over their response to a state trooper's double murder-suicide. Family and neighbors of one victim, Dr. Lauren Samanchik, say police never got out of their car to investigate reports of shots at her Franklin Township home on Friday because her ex-boyfriend was a state trooper. The next day, they found the bodies of Samanchik and her new boyfriend. The trooper X was found dead from suicide the same day. A Rutherford synagogue burned down in a four-alarm fire early this morning. The three-story building appeared to collapse soon after firefighters arrived at the scene. Rutherford Fire Chief John Russo says the rabbi and his family were inside the house of worship when the fire broke out.
Luckily, the rabbi and his family, six members total, were the only individuals in the structure. They were able to get out unharmed, but the structure was a complete loss.
Back in 2012, the synagogue was firebombed. Now investigators are on scene looking into any connection. A new poll from Fairleigh Dickinson University shows New Jerseyans blame utility companies for the surge in electric bills, with 26% of voters citing their utility company.
Overall, utility companies are the ones New Jerseyans blame most. I don't think there's a strong case being made that, you know, Jersey City Power and Electric or PSEG are really responsible for these price increases. But after all, that's the one you're writing the check to, and I think a lot of people want to think they must be responsible for it.
Executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says 19% of those polled blame Governor Murphy, 15% point the finger at the federal government, 14% cite the state legislature, and 10% say energy producers. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. The Boar's Head Deli meat plant at the heart of a deadly food poisoning outbreak is set to reopen in the coming months. Federal health officials have lifted a forced suspension at the company's facility in Virginia. The outbreak that began in July 2024 killed 10 people and sickened dozens more. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 207 points. Got a leaky faucet, electrical issue, or AC problem? Guaranteed Service, the premier home service company in New Jersey, is here 24/7. Get $50 off any repair, no trip charge. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we getting a heat wave? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We've had some summers where every weekend it rains or it's ferociously hot. This year, I think the opposite has been true. All the heat and storms have been during the week. The weekends have been great, and this one looks good too. Filled with sunshine, warm temperatures, and relatively low humidity. Here we go. Clear tonight and comfortably cool. Lows around 60. We'll be back in the lower 80s tomorrow. Very nice Saturday. Mostly sunny inland, partly sunny along the coast. For Sunday, we'll see more sunshine. It will be the hotter day of the weekend as highs push into the upper 80s. And our next heat wave is on deck for next week. Monday will be sunny and hot with highs near 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Orange, it's 78, Hillsboro 80, Toms River 75, and in Asbury Park with Jeff and Kylie, it's 75. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and New Jersey weather brought to you by Wind Creek Bethlehem. Skip the summer traffic. In just 90 minutes, you could be enjoying a beautiful hotel room, delicious dining, a luxury spa, and the hottest slots, all at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Plan your getaway at WindCreekBethlehem.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.